Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. When you have broadcasted on weird news days, when you broadcasted where some major earth-shattering news event happens when you're right before or during when you're going to go on the show, you always get that weird sick feeling, and it just brings back memories. This morning, as we tape this show, and a lot of people consume our show days later, sometimes same day, sometimes not, but major shooting this morning where you guys are up in the D.C. area in Alexandria, where a congressman was shot, not life-threatening, fortunately, but a guy with a long gun finds out that there are a bunch of Republican congressmen practicing baseball and opens up with a long rifle and you know, shoots about five people. And this story broke right before we were going to go on the show. And it's always, it's strange. The older I get, the less, this might sound a little strange for people, the less adrenaline filled I get about something like this and the more introspective I get about it. I immediately start processing it through a lens of analysis as opposed to that journalistic excitement, which you see all over the news.
Almost and a reverse adrenaline feeling, right? Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, it deflates you.
It deflates me because it's just it's the crazy world we live in where it doesn't seem like we go a week without somebody doing something horrible. I don't care whether it's France, London, a terrorist, an idiot with a gun in Alexandria, and it just speaks to kind of where we are and the world we live in, and it's horrible to think that someone would do this. But you know, there's so many crazy people, and I think more than any other time in my lifetime, everything seems to be so emotionally charged. Everything seems to be a fight to the death, and it's a sad situation. So all I wanted to say before we take some of your phone calls, for Congressman Scalise, who is the majority whip on Capitol Hill, a major leader in the Republican Party, our prayers go out to him and his family. The first thing you want to hear is that it's not a life-threatening injury.
Right.
This is preliminary. I don't know what it's going to be when this show tapes and airs, but I will tell you that's what we hear right now, and that's the best news of all. And now, you know, they're kind of going through the list of the security detail, two of whom were shot during this incident this morning, and I don't think their injuries are life-threatening. And then apparently I'm hearing very vague reports about two staffers. So if you guys see anything online where we can report, you know, that nobody was killed, that will be, you know, outside of the shooter, of course. Don't care what the deal is with him. But he was taken into custody, too. So it's, you know, I kick it over to you guys because this is in your backyard, and this has got to be a very surreal experience driving in and walking into the building when something like this goes down.
Anytime it's in your backyard, it's very unsettling. I mean, it's just you want to feel that you're in a safe place.
Yeah, and look, the idea that and I remember even working at WHFS, we would play in these DC Circuit softball games,
sure,
or baseball. Yeah. They were softball games. We never baseball
games. Great insight.
And we would go in the morning and practice, and I would always, and we played Capitol Hill at times, and I would always wonder why we would have to go so early, because people would go before work, right?
Right.
And then busy by place. The way, you play on the mall most times. Yeah. The practice was just in Alexandria or Del Rey, because that's probably the easiest place for them to get a space next to the YMCA. Mm-hmm. But most of these games take place on the mall, open air.
Literally in the shade of the Washington Monument. People don't realize the layout of the city, I don't think, that there are ball fields around.
Two seasons we played right on the mall. It was a bitch to get to, but we were playing all these Capitol Hill games.
It was the no parking league.
Yeah, it's just man, it's like every week, and it's the world we live in. I mean, that's just the reality of
terrifying.
It's terrifying, and it's just man, I tell you, you know, as somebody who fancies himself a political partisan and, you know, I can't wrap my head around someone. If this was, there's a rumor, there's a news story breaking that apparently he asked whether the, you know, whether these were Republicans. And, it, you know, if somebody is that wrapped up, it just seems strange. I'm going to go to the calls right now. Okay. It is Wide Open Wednesday, and you can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Going to take the local call first in case that somebody wants to talk about this. Let's go to James in Falls Church. James, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show on one of those weird days where it's tough to come in and immediately yuck it up. But what can we do for you, James?
Yeah, I agree. I opened up my Twitter feed and said, OF. What happened?
Yeah, yep, everybody did.
So I just wanted to say, I remember the first time I ever heard you, I was an impressionable teenager and just laughing along with you to the Pugo's Ape S story that was played on the terrestrial show.
Oh, I remember that.
Which one was this, Rob?
This was a parody of A.A. Milne that you read. I believe you read it in sort of that.
Milne?
A.A. Milne, the guy who wrote all the Winnie the Pooh stuff. And it was an unfortunate topicality for this. He went mad and killed everyone in the Hundred Acre Woods. But it was written in that way, and you read it as they would for Disney. And it was a early viral. I think it might have been an early version of like YouTube. And it spread pretty quick.
Wow.
But it was a good bit.
Well, you know, we get them from the womb to the tomb, as my old radio partner Don used to say, so I'm very, very happy about that. By the way, I laid that on somebody the other day, and when you don't realize that something you've been saying for, 30 years, when you say it to somebody and they haven't heard it before, how it really cracks them up.
It kills.
If you haven't heard it.
On somebody the other day. Yeah. Somebody couldn't stop laughing when I said that. And I take it for granted. I said, we get them from the womb to the tomb, and somebody just couldn't let it go, but it was fantastic.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you.
Amen, but thank you for the call, James. And James, hang in there. You're going to be inundated with this in your media more than anybody in the country. So hang in there.
Can I add one more thing real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
So my wife said something, and this is directed to Rob. My wife said something on Saturday night that made me look at her and go, why the F did I marry you?
I get that a lot with Carrie.
Bring up the level on the callers too, Rob.
Okay.
A little bit. They're far away.
What was it? What did she say?
She goes, did you know that Elvis Presley was one of the people that used to wash his face with his pee?
It's not true. It's not true.
I believe it.
Not true.
No.
It's about right.
How do you know? You don't know that for sure, Rob. You don't know it's not true.
Because he used my pee.
Oh, God.
You wish.
James, thank you very much for the call. Hey, here's a blast from the past. People have requested her. You know her. You love her. She's all the way in Belfast, Ireland, and she's calling the Mike O'Mara Show. Amy, you're on the show. Hello. Long time no speak.
I heard Rich from Chantilly was asking about me a couple of weeks ago, so I thought I should call back in.
That's right. Rich from Chantilly has a crush on you. Amy, are you still married?
I am still married.
Are there any little Amys crawling about?
There are two little Amys crawling about now. So Liara is 3.5. And we actually just had our second daughter, Aria. She was born in December.
That's a palate cleanser right there.
Very nice.
That's, what we need to hear on today. How are things in lovely Ireland today, Amy?
Things are okay. Back to what you were saying at the start of the show about it being one of those weird days. I mean, I'm sure obviously the news has reached you over there. It's been worldwide about what's been going over here in the UK and stuff. And terrorist attacks in Manchester and London, and it's crazy, and I know exactly what you mean. I've got a point as well where it's not the adrenaline, it's just I get the news, push notifications to my mobile phone, and
so many of us
every
do
morning
now.
I'm just looking at it, wondering what now, what's happened now. It's
Yeah, it's something where Oscar taps me on the shoulder every now and then, and has for a long time, and says, "Hey, this is where people come for their little breakaroo and their little moment." But no matter how funny you try to be, you don't want to lose your humanity. And when people when it's top of mind, this is more a memory of so many tragedies that that I've been a part of when I've been broadcasting, and it just It's just so depressing. It's so incredibly soul-sucking when you think, you know, a bunch of the one thing these guys do, really, that I can think of, and Amy, is go out and play baseball. And play each other, and it's a friendly baseball game, and it's a real great tradition in Washington that the Dems and the Republicans play each other, and you know, it's you know, now what? That's going to go away too. It's terrible.
Yeah. One by one, ahead. The good things go away.
Yep. We should all celebrate the fact that Amy, even with her two children, as I stalk her on Facebook, has not let motherhood ravage her good looks at all. Keeping it tight. Keeping it tight, Amy. Keeping it right.
Well, I know that Rich and Chantilly is going to be very happy that you called.
Wow.
Is there any? Now, we don't talk to you very often all the way from Ireland. Is there anything else before we let you go that you wanted to mention on TMOS today?
No, but I mean, I will definitely be making more of a concerted effort to call a bit more regularly, I think. I think you probably know it yourself, Mike, with little Mike running around the place that can get hectic. But sometimes you have to take a pause and just have some grown-up time as well. So I think I'll have to make a bit more time.
Amy, more pictures of you in the swimming pool, please.
Yeah, more calls, more pictures.
Thank you. God bless you, Amy. Take care of yourself. We appreciate the phone call. You know, she's a longtime caller and was one of our first. Remember the first day we did the calls internationally?
Yes.
And got all excited.
Oh, yeah.
I tell this story all the time because this is a great story about the Mike O'Mara Show, that we get our phone system up and running, and I take calls from Botswana and Poland and Northern Ireland, and I get so excited about it. And then I said, this was so great. We're going to do it again tomorrow. And then the next day, I take the calls tomorrow, and they're from Botswana and Poland and Northern Ireland, the exact same people that they called in. Let's go to Kansas. Hello, Jeff in Kansas. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Mike. You know, I was looking forward to this day. I'm currently on my bicycle, riding the bike across Kansas, and got up early and had my phone ready to give you guys a call. The sad thing is that when I opened my phone, I saw shooting in Alexandria, and I just ignored it. I just thought, here we go again. It never occurred to me. What kind of a... Hold on a second. I'm going to have to pull off the road here.
Might be a good idea. You know, I mean, pedaling and talking on a radio show.
I was
might be
only
a little
going
bit of a challenge.
12 miles an hour.
Pretty impressive. And are you pedaling across the entire state? That's what you seem to indicate. You're traveling across Kansas?
Yeah, you're doing some kind of charity thing? What are you doing?
Road bike or street bike?
No, it's just essentially a
take a deep breath. You can gather yourself.
Yeah, gather
I understand
yourself.
Cardio.
God, it sounds like when I come up the steps to the studio.
As a fellow biker who just biked 20 miles on Saturday. Hey, sir, I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
It's 20 miles on Saturday. It is almost impossible to have a conversation while on a bike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay, so I'm off my bike now.
Thank God.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Jeff. We've given you more time than I wanted already.
It's just thank you.
Made me late enough.
What I would call summer camp for bicycle riders. We start in western Kansas, pedal out to the Colorado border, and then over the course of 9 days, we will.
All right, I thanks for the detail. All right, thanks. What else can we do for you?
Well, I was just shocked that, you know, to think that the first thing I see when I open my phone is that there's been another shooting, and it's just become so commonplace, I don't even think about it. I just think,
a lot of people don't. And then, you know, the whole congressional element of that, you know, that takes it. It's a strange world that we live in right now. And, you know, I the thing about all of this is I don't know when the pendulum will ever swing back. You know, I don't know when the whole A team B team thing is going to end, but the thing that's horrible about this is this particular shooting took place with a bunch of congressmen and senators that were out there practicing for a game that they're going to play against the Democrats, and that is something that, you know, you can get together and have some yucks and have some fun. And that's the whole thing I think we need to get back to, is finding some common ground and stopping this constant bickering that we've been going through and like I've never seen
also,
in my lifetime.
In a weird way, Mike, and I don't have enough insight about this, but the logic would tell you that maybe this great divide between these two parties, maybe the people on the outside are taking this way more serious than the people that are actually making the laws and legislating, because the idea that if they really hated each other so much, you think they'd be playing baseball together?
You know, yeah, I've got an analogy for you, Oscar. This is a great analogy. This is it's in the movie. You've seen the movie Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's where the guys go in, I think after the Red Sox have lost the first game or the second game to the Yankees, and they're all sitting at the bar and they're all in this like emotionally shattered, and they see the Red Sox players that are eating and they're looking up there. Look at them. They're laughing and eating. They get, well, they, you know, the guys that are in the middle of all this, I think they probably understand it a little more.
Sure.
It's so charged emotionally. You know, look, I don't want to say that. I get emotional about politics as much as anybody. I'm not going to tell myself that I'm anywhere in the jet stream of a guy like this. And you get the whack jobs that are on both sides. But still, when a friendly game of baseball at 6:30 in the morning and these guys go out and start getting picked off on a baseball diamond, it is a strange world that we live in. And I'm trying to keep it yucky today, but it's very much in my mind. It's very, very much in my mind that these I heard the I forgot what the name of the congressman, Republican from Alabama, that was talking to CNN this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so clear on his memory and going through that. Yeah, he's filled with adrenaline as he's doing that. And I was just saying, you know, I don't care what team you play. How much does this suck? It's really
horrible. You know what it's reminiscent of? When we had that that white panel shooter, the random guy that was picking up people at gas stations.
Yeah.
And the thing that
was... Are you talking about the D.C. shooter?
The D.C. shooter, yeah, the sniper.
You called the white panel shooter?
Because the white panel van that he was in. That's
all
the
one.
John
for a white
Malvo
panel.
Yes. And when they were right after 9/11 where
but
they did that.
The thing that was so mind-numbing about that is we had no motivation.
Broadcast journalist Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Never claimed to be one, Mike.
The white panel shooter.
The white panel truck shooter is what I said.
He wasn't a white panel truck shooter.
Right.
That was the truck was identified. Not that I remember this because there was
a
shooting
in a Crown Vic?
At a gas station in Manassas.
He was actually, he was in the trunk of a Crown Vic.
Yeah. And they found him out in Frederick, Maryland.
I remember we did a promotion for WHFS. We all wore helmets and pumped gas and said we'd take a bullet for our listeners.
Are you kidding me?
Do you remember going into the gas stations where trash bags would be put up around?
Yes.
I got gas at one of the gas stations where the shooter was.
Yeah.
But it's reminiscent of that in that it's
hard to find a motivation that would merit this. And that's what really blows my mind. I hate to disagree with you.
Yeah, you can't compare the two.
Because it's you're talking about an act of terror that went over weeks and weeks and weeks and terrorized an entire region.
6 weeks.
And the motivation on the surface of this particular thing might be a political agenda.
But
I'm not trying to disagree.
No, I understand, and you can disagree.
This isn't random.
But what I'm saying is this: is that it doesn't make sense that it would be that important politically to go and do this, that it almost seems random to me, you know?
The thing I heard that was interesting, Rob, was that that he was talking to someone at this game initially, maybe a congressman,
right?
Before this went down.
Oh.
And it sounded as though the purpose of the conversation was to identify who was playing or who was practicing at this in this situation.
That's sinister, man.
It's a world. We'll take a couple of calls, and then we will go to a break. Let's go to Henry, Waldorf, Maryland. Henry, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Henry.
Hanging in there, Henry. What can we do for you?
I got a grievance for Mr. O'Mara.
Oh, yes, what is your grievance, Henry?
Airing of grievances. Mm.
Yes, I am friend with Big O and my only white friend, Rob Spiewak.
I am
friend on Facebook with Pony as well, but except for Mr. O'Mara. I've been waiting for 6 years to accept it, but I haven't got it.
It's a Facebook request.
It is a Facebook friend request.
Hold on. I like to do this like right when I'm on the show. Let me see. Henry, how do you? I'm going to Facebook right now. How do you identify yourself on Facebook, Henry?
Henry Lomiba. This
guy. Oh, I know this guy.
Yeah,
Henry.
Oscar knows me, and Rob knows me.
Rob, you know him, and he's on Facebook.
Yeah, I do.
What's the last?
I'm his only Filipino friend, I think.
No, the reason I know him.
How do you spell the last name?
Yeah, spell it out.
Lomibao.
The reason I know him, Mike, is every time he writes something into the mailbag, he sends the most ineffective pronouncer for his last name. And we have never gotten it right.
Henry, let me ask you a question. You're Oxon Hill High?
Yes.
And you, your profile picture seems to be a pair of pants that you're wearing?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, you're from Waldorf?
Yeah, Oscar, you know me.
Yeah, are the women still loose there? I have fond memories of Waldorf.
Give it up.
Yeah, it used to be a lot of white women, but now...
By the way, there's nothing quite like fresh book confirmation.
La Plata,
when we're doing
the land of loose women. Yeah.
Is Facebook moving at a rocket ship speed, Mike?
Yeah. Henry, I will tell you that congratulations. We are now friends on Facebook.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you very much. But we're terminating that call.
No grievances.
I don't have that much time in a day. Let's go to Dan. Dan is in the great state of Maine. Hi, Dan. What can we do for you this morning?
Good morning, Radio God. How are you? Are you well?
I'm wonderful.
That's a way to address someone. Mm-hmm.
I've been concerned about your hip because, you know, you're getting back on the saddle again.
Yeah. I'm concerned about the speed of these callers today, to be perfectly honest with you. I'd love to
get a shot of adrenaline. I've been to Becky's Diner this morning.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm jealous, Dan. I'm very jealous.
He's in a coma.
When you come north, and I have a question.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Hey, folks, we are kind of doing a radio show, taking a lot of calls. The speed of some of these calls today
Do
you think Becky's Diner's out of coffee this morning?
Let me see if I can clean the slate on to a little bit faster.
Next time, Dan.
Karina is calling from Southern California.
Please.
Karina, what can I do for you?
Good, and it's actually Stockton, California.
Stockton.
Of course.
SoCal.
How are you?
Yeah.
Stockel.
I
guess that's just the way it's going to go today, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Meara Show. Karina, did you call for a reason, my dear?
No, I just wanted to tell you that I love your show. I got the notification at 6, and I usually get up at 6 in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to call these guys and just tell you guys are awesome. I listen to you at work. My job is pretty stressful, but you guys make it a lot easier when I listen to all the funny stuff you guys have to say.
Aww, thank you very much, sweet. Karina. We appreciate the call. And we are doing Wide Open Wednesday. And when we come back, Rob, I think you need to goose the callers with one of your Facebook thingies.
Okay. Do you want to do it during the open or when we come back?
You do it whenever you want. Do you want to do it right now?
I can do it right now. Absolutely.
Yeah, while we're on there.
I think that's very, very important. And Dan, I'm very sorry, but it was like back-to-back calls where, my job is really to entertain and try to keep things moving. That is what I do. And I'm really, really happy that you shared with me that you went to Becky's Diner. And it's very much top of mind for me because I am going to the Great White North. I'm very, very excited after tomorrow's medical clearance to go to the Great White North. And now here's Rob to goose the callers on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up! I wanted you to see my new t-shirt. Look at this. Jackie Gleason. It's the great one. It's a honeymooner's t-shirt, huh? Yeah. But that's not why I got you here. What I want you to do is this. I want you to play a fart sound effect.
Come on.
Now, we are doing Wide Open Wednesday, and what we need is energy and involvement and excitement. And we need you to call us right now at 1-888-920-MORE. That's 1-888-920-6673.
Bravo.
We want your opinions. We want your thoughts. We want your praise. We want your love. We want your body, baby.
That's fine. That's great. Thank you. That's great. Wonderful. Thank you. Let's take one more call.
Here they come.
We will go. Karina, I cut you off by accident. Did you have something more you wanted to say?
No. Just, again, just praises to you guys. And I know my sister, my brother-in-law also listen to you guys. And just keep up the funny.
That's
God
nice.
Bless you.
Thank you
very much from Stockton, California. We will take a break. Take more of your phone calls from Mr. Rob Spiewak Goosing right here on the Mike O'Meara Show on Wide Open Wednesday when we come back.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomerashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Welcome. Find a seat, please. As birth rates fell, they made things worse. Birth control pills, murdering babies, just so they could have their orgies. They were sluts. But you are special girls. Fertility is a gift directly from God. He left you intact for a biblical purpose.
You girls will serve the leaders of the faithful and their barren wives. You will bear children for them.
Oh, you are so lucky! All right, girls, we will have silence. Like little mice.
You.
Blessed are the meek, dear. Girls, I know this must feel very strange, but after a time it will. This will become ordinary.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. And we are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. And I don't know if you can see it. I got to lift it up here.
Oh, look at
brought
that.
To you by our new sponsor, 5-4 Club.
Nice.
Wearing one of their shirts from the fabulous 5-4 Club right now. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune. And there is a solution. 5-4 Club is revolutionizing the way men shop. Each month, they send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are hand-picked to match the current season and your style. They've been helping men with fashion for over 15 years and ship to over 100,000 men every month. They know what they're doing, so if you don't, that's okay. 5-4 Club will help you build your wardrobe 1 month at a time, and I'm wearing one of their great t-shirts.
Aren't
right
they great?
From 5-4 Club. We love them, and it's important because when you look good, you feel good. That's a fact, Jack. You get $120 worth of clothes for just $60 a month. Plus, you can pause or cancel anytime. No commitments. That is importante. And as 5-4 Club members, of which I'm one, you will also receive up to 50% off items in their online shop and access to exclusive members-only items, free shipping, and size exchanges. Go to 54club.com right now and enter promo code TMOS, and they'll give you 50% off your first month's package, plus a free pair of sunglasses. That's 50% off your first package at 5-4 Club, spelled F-I-V-E-F-O-U-R, club.com, promo code TMOS, 54club.com, promo code TMOS. It's like getting a Christmas present.
It is the
every
best.
Every single month, it comes in. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Delighted to have 5-4 with us, and on to the phone calls. Let's go to Lost Wages, Nevada, and our good friend Ronik, who's
hey.
Out there. How are you, Ronik? What's happening?
I'm doing good. How are you gentlemen doing?
It's a weird day, to be honest with you, Ronik, right here in the D.C. area, you know, and nationwide with this shooting that happened out there this morning. But we're soldiering through and trying to get back on track. What can we do for you this morning?
Nothing, gentlemen. Like I said, I just want to say good morning to you guys and, you know, continue to keep doing what you guys are doing and can't wait to see you guys in NOLA.
Are the pool parties in full swing in Vegas now?
Good question.
Is it pool party season?
It's beyond that, man. I worked them, matter of fact, the next 3 weeks I'll be working all 3 days and all 3 Saturdays. It's going to be crazy, man.
Can I ask you another question that I noticed when I was in the Keys?
I love Oscar's Las Vegas talk. I love it.
I remember at one point, I think 3 years ago I was in Vegas, the smaller bottom bikinis were in style. I think now we have progressed to thongs are the norm. Are you seeing more a thong to woman ratio than
fabulous
ever before?
Question.
It's a good question.
It's G strings all around.
Oh, it's G string season.
Yeah. G string season.
Dental floss is everywhere.
Man.
Oh my God.
That truly will prevent cavities.
Where are you right now? Give your hotel a plug so everybody knows where you're going to be. And you know, if somebody comes out on vacation, they can ask for you.
I am with Hakkasan Group, which is Hakkasan, Omnia, and Jewel, and I also work Wet Republic and Liquid Pool at. So I'm everywhere, man.
You're everywhere. The Getting It Done and our main contact out in Las Vegas.
Solid G-string ratio. The summer to go to Vegas.
Yeah. Ronique, I'd be on a plane this weekend, but my wife says I can't gamble anymore, so I'm in trouble.
Hey, you know what? You know, when we get to NOLA, I'll give you $500 so we can gamble together. How about that?
Ow! Done! That's how much of a degenerate I am. Taking money from a listener to gamble? That's right. Yeah, I'll pass the hat at the live show. Thank you, Ronique, and God bless you. Thanks for continued and good, you know, best to your little guy out there too, okay? There he goes. That's
Oscar. You know, and you could actually pad out your gambling fund. Just get Oscar to be late 100 more times.
That's right. Hey, that's right. Can it be? Can the jar be my gambling fund?
It's okay by me. I'm never late.
I thought we were giving it to the interns.
Oh no, I want it to be my gambling fund. Oscar, come in whenever you need. Okay,
tomorrow's show
to
2 p.m.
We got a 20 stack in there already.
Jeff in Buffalo. Jeff in Buffalo, New York. Yeah, I am no. Trust me, I am a degenerate. It's not normal.
I know.
It's not normal. I will do bad things
to
people.
Your emotion completely changed after that call.
I know it did.
True.
You're like hyped up now.
Yeah, it did.
Ronique, talk as slow as you want. Talk as slow as you want.
It's like, you know what? I'll tell you a story. I want to take the calls. I don't want to muddle it up. Right. But there's a story related to that. It's not gambling. It's eating. And
I will remind you. I'll remind you.
I literally will tell the story about you know, mood enhancers. When you know, vices and mood enhancers. Let's go to Jeff Buffalo, Buffalo, New York. Hello there. What can we do for you?
Hey, Mike. Mike, how's it going? This is Jeff from Buffalo.
Well.
I got two notifications to call today, not just one, but two. So I used the app called for the first time. I just wanted to let you guys know that I love the show. And
thank you.
We all don't sound like Bullwinkle up here in Buffalo. So.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Let's take another one here and go to Roberto from Herndon. Hello, Roberto. What can we do for you?
Good morning. Love the show. Calling through the app. Loving it. Loving this latest app. Just had a question for you, Mike.
Yes.
And that is regarding Bloodline. Just I've been anxious with my girlfriend to hear your thoughts on the last few episodes of the show, because our reaction to it is a big WTF.
Yeah, I will tell you know what? I'll hang up and listen. I'll tell you about that as we because we touched on it. And spoiler alert, if you haven't gotten around to finishing Bloodline, turn your radio down right now because I'm going to talk about it. All right.
Yes.
The fact is that
address it.
The listener a week ago on Wide Open Wednesday that called in and said, you know, John dies at the end, you know, John Rayburn dies at the end, and sent our listeners into a tizzy, not only because of the listener, I reacted by saying, oh, you dick. And then later on, Pony was thrown under the bus for not editing out the part where, you know, which Pony left it, I think, for the comedic
yeah,
value.
It was
a much better clip of the show to leave in the spoiler because you got my unvarnished reaction. And then at the end of the day, when I finally saw the end of Bloodline, turn your radio down because I'm going to talk about
it. Here it comes.
He doesn't die.
What?
Mm.
There and I was like, my God. And Carla is furious. Because the ending, it's a Sopranos ending where nothing happens, and I'm laughing because I realized that I was turbo-trolled by the listener on Wide Open Wednesday, which just fills me with great joy, even though I'm the victim, because it's like somebody's that into the show where they're calling in about
you know,
a show that I like
it's
and
almost
they're trolling
better
me. It was great.
It was an anti-spoiler. He told you something was going to happen that didn't, so he made it better. If you hadn't known what to expect and the show just ended...
Right.
Then you would have had a problem.
It was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. And more to come. I really, really hope there's more to come. It's just Bloodline was this is what I said to Carlo last night as I was watching my latest online television viewing, The Handmaid's Tale, which I think is absolutely incredible. I said to Carla, I said, I got the impression watching Bloodline that when they got canceled, or when they knew they were going to get canceled, they just kind of chucked it.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of said, jam a few, button up a few plot lines, because a lot of stuff doesn't make sense. It looked like maybe there were story arcs that were designed to continue for multiple episodes, and they just said, F it. So I could be totally wrong, but that's the way I look at that. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Morning, guys. I got the notification on the app, and I wanted to call with a question I've had for a while.
Fire away.
And I think Rob is the only one that can answer. I listen, besides the 6 hours I listen to you guys, I listen to a lot of old-time radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they say NBC, National Broadcasting Company and ABC, American Broadcasting Company, but CBS is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Right.
Why is CBS a system, but NBC and ABC are companies?
Because back, even back into the 1930s and 40s, CBS was run by assholes. It continues to this day.
A system of a-holes.
That's right.
I didn't see that coming. I thought you were ramping up to give one of your grocery store BS answers, and you actually about that was
no grocery store BS here.
Oh, we got to take another break. I'm sorry, we are running late today. That's the way it goes on a Wide Open Wednesday. We will continue taking your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. This is Wide Open Wednesday, and hang in there. More of your calls coming up. If you're on hold right now, stay through the break. We will take your calls when we come back. I hate doing that, but you know.
It happens.
It's not WMAL on the weekend like it used to be.
Hello. Pete and John, stay on the line. We're going to get right back to you.
You're the critic.
Yeah, we'll take your phone calls when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, listeners, pay attention. This is OMD, Oscar's master's degree.
Nice.
Maybe you've heard of me. I got a level with you. Feel like I'm going to waste here. Oscar got me so we can manage big money. But until more of you start ordering the bonus show, yep, all I'm being used for is downsizing.
Right. There
Robbie's
you go.
Got a great big audio vault. Yep. Now they're pretty little sounds.
That's right.
And Oscar, in his teeny tiny house, had to take in a cat as a boarder. It's shameful. But you can help, listeners. Get off your duffs, go to your computer machine, and sign up for the TMOS bonus package. Take it from OMD. It's an extra hour of uncensored, ad-free content every week, and it's the best way to support this program. So get on it! OMD out.
There you go. That's welcome back brilliant. To the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by TMOS Sales. Hey, best place to advertise might be right here. Woo! You know, the Mike O'Mara Show, we're like a big old family, and each and every day the family gets together to talk about the things that are important to us. Well, one of the things we could discuss is your business. That's right. Doesn't have to be a national advertiser to be on the Mike O'Mara Show. We love to support local businesses. And if you'd like to get an ad on our show and be thousands of like-minded people, act on it and get in touch with us today. You'll reach thousands of friends you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Summertime is the time to take advantage of this. This is the only chance you're going to get to do it, and we would love to hear from you at sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let us spread your word, and we thank you in advance. Let's get right back to the calls on Wide Open Wednesday. We're going to Vincent in the island, Long Island. I used to go to school with a bunch of people from Long Island.
Long Island.
Vincent, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
I had a question for you, Mike. Have you found a video game to tickle your fancy lately?
Ooh. No, but I actually put this in the show prep today. I will tell you, this is a review. I don't think I've talked about it, but
has your fancy been tickled?
My tickled fancy. Far Cry Primal Far Cry Primal is like the worst video game I've ever played. It absolutely sucks. It's terrible.
What don't you like about it?
It's not a shooter, and it's just a question of, you know, it's not the modern technology like flying planes and you're basically a caveman running through and hitting people with clubs. Not doing it for me. The Far Cry, is it 5? Is that the next one that's coming out?
Yes, a new 5? One coming out.
That's the one people are sending me clips of, that one that looks absolutely incredible. And another thing I put, I hate getting ahead of the show, but I'm looking for some sort of decent flight simulator, and not a combat flight simulator, but some kind of real flight simulator that I can play on Xbox One, but I'm not sure.
You used to have one for your computer, didn't you?
Yeah, they're incredibly elusive on game systems, and that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm trying to find right now. So hopefully I can find that. Let's go to Fried is calling again.
Yay!
Yes!
Fried. Yay. Hey, how Fried, how are you?
Oh, you had to go there.
Sorry. Well, you know, you're kind of associated with
the
Washington
Capitals.
It's
pretty sad when the Pens take it, you know.
Yeah. That's okay, though. You know what? I got the summer off.
Hey, can I ask you to put your first responder hat on for a second, Fried?
Sure.
Because obviously today The big cloud hanging over our show today is the shooting at the Congressional Baseball Practice out in Alexandria. And Alexandria and Arlington and, you know, your area when you were on the job. You know, it's just astonishing when something like this goes down. But you were trained for it, and it's just amazing when something like this happens. And I know the first responders. What is the initial feeling as somebody that was on the job when you hear about something like this? When you're a cop and you hear about this, you know, you've been through situations like this. What goes through your mind?
Well, initially, you know, when you hear it go out that's happening, it's more of a shock, you know,
right?
Because it's probably, especially this morning, first thing in the morning, everybody's, you know, it's probably not first thing on your mind that that's what you're going to be dealing with. But after that, you just go into go mode, and enough training has always been done in Northern Virginia to where everybody pretty much snaps right into where they need to be and where they need to go. So
I was interested to that.
It's not routine by any means. It's you know, it's one of those things where you know what you have to do, and you go and you do it. And you know, you got to be vigilant. But at first, you know, it's a shock when you hear something like that, especially once you hear everything like we have now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
this
a strange
is not a
world
random
limit.
Thing. I don't
and,
think.
You know, and this is all preliminary reporting as we tape the show today, but it sounds to me like at least a couple of people there on the job may have prevented like this being one of the greatest massacres in American, you know, politics, I would say, you know, something right out of a television show. And the fact that there were two people in a security detail there really prevented something a lot worse from happening, which is great news.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, more or less, you know, shot, especially, you know, with everything going on. It's just, I don't know. It's not good.
Scary.
It's not
very
good. Terrible. Terrible. On a lighter note, how crushed were you with the Pittsburgh Penguins? It was kind of a – when you look back on it, because you see all the games, and, you know, you're working security and watching, and you're a diehard hockey fan. You watch all this. Kind of a foregone conclusion, I thought, that the Pittsburgh – after the Pittsburgh-Washington series, that they were going to march forward and get her done.
Yeah, I mean – much as I hate to say it, I mean, they're good. I mean, they're real good. And when the Caps lost in Game 7, I didn't play. When they lost in Game 7, I assumed.
And that's the reason they lost.
No. I mean, everyone's thoughts were correct that whoever won that game would be the Eastern, you know, side of the Stanley Cup. Now, Nashville's a very good team, too, and they proved it, but I don't know. Hats off to Pittsburgh.
Hats off to Pittsburgh. And, Fred, I hate to tell you this, but we will never win a championship. Thank you very much.
Well, that's okay, because I'm writing a book.
Oh, you're writing a book?
Hey.
Really? Are you really writing a book?
I'm almost done with it, and I just don't, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for it or not, but it's called Lost My Dot Stanley Cup.
All right, Fry. Well, when it gets ready to publish, come back on the show and let us know, all right?
Absolutely.
Thanks, man. Right,
good man.
Appreciate
That's
it.
That's
nice
our
guy friend, in the Fry,
provider of tickets to Oscar and Rob to multiple games. Let's take one last call here. Eric from Modesto, California. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning.
How are you, Eric? What can we do for you?
Greetings from the armpit of the Central Valley.
Modesto.
Great town.
Our weather forecast is 104 to 107 for the next 10 days. So.
Wow. Hot in D.C. today, too, right?
Today it breaks a little bit. It breaks a little bit today. So yesterday was real hot. But luckily it's a dry heat, right, sir?
Man, 104 to 107. No wonder everybody's pissed off in that part of the world.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, I'd like to say my mom just turned 80 years old.
Nice.
And she is an avid listener. She listens every day, and she loves you guys, and I do too.
That's awesome. Fantastic.
What's your mom's name so we can recognize her by name?
Betsy Joe.
Hey,
Betsy,
baby.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Betsy. Happy birthday to you. Hopefully, Betsy calls us sometime, too. Not on Bluetooth. That would be wonderful if she would be. I appreciate that. you are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We will take a break. When we come back, I have a lot to talk about, and I really, really want to get back to the whole Mac situation just for a bit.
Okay.
Because Mac sort of precipitated a thread online yesterday where everybody's trying to solve the Mac problem, our intern, number one intern, Mike McIntosh. And I liked the solution, and I'll throw it out to the guys.
Cool.
When we come back. I think it's just what he needs on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will be right back, everybody.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Stamps.com. Stamps.com, here it is, plain and simple. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or any package just by using your computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. No more post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, anything.
You'll get something from Stamps.com probably today or tomorrow as we set down the train conductor's outfit. For your son.
Oh, for Michael. Yeah, that's wonderful.
On its way. So very
no
cool.
No more post office. You can mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, anything, domestic or international. Just click, print, mail, and you are done. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. It's easy to create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We have used Stamps.com forever. It's easy, it's convenient, and it saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Yesterday on the show, we spotlighted Mike McIntosh.
Great guy.
Mac, as he's called. We gave him, you know, he was talking about quitting school, and we were giving him kind of a lecture about how he should stick with it and stay with everything. And then our good friend Trip Affleck, he picked up on the whole deal. What's the deal here, Wade?
It's my deal,
Wade. He started talking about it. And the fact is that during the thread, yes, go ahead.
I just want to get some fast facts for some listeners.
Okay, and here's my song that I've chosen for Mac.
Please. Mac is 26 years old. He is in his sixth year of community college, Northern Virginia Community College. He is his entire college career has been paid by his family. His family said, finally, no more, because he
disputes that. He disputes that they've paid for it. He disputes that.
No, well, his grandmother paid for it.
There's a grandmother.
He was left dollars in a trust that would pay for his college career.
I didn't know there was a trust.
There was a trust.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So I also got a text from Mac to dovetail what Mike just said. Sorry about my posts on Facebook. I just couldn't let Tripp get away with it.
Yeah, well, Tripp is a veteran of Facebook.
And he's a king mixer. He'll mix it up.
He's not somebody you want to really get into it. I wouldn't even get into it.
I have the post here, Mike, if you'd like me to read what Tripp wrote.
Yeah, well, I've got it here also. Okay. Go ahead. If you want to share it, go ahead.
Why would you let him read, Mike, when you could read?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Why, oh, why? Thank you. That's a good call, Rob.
Sorry about that.
At least I'm prepared.
Why, oh, why, boys, why, oh, why do they waste sincere advice on Mac? He ignores it every time. He's on a break from school at 26. He's shtick fodder. And it goes on and on and on. There are about 15 comments here about Mac. And Oscar, what came out of this was the fact that somebody suggested that, by the way, Zoolander seems to be particularly fond of taking shots at Mac.
Well, that makes sense to me.
This is a long
thread. Why does that make sense to you?
Because what you have here is the yin and the yang. You have the overachieving intern, who is Zoolander, who will remind you that he's overachieving at any moment. And God, don't give him a drink.
Money right now. We got a giant house, and I'm just doing super well.
That's right. I got home, and I had a big drink, and I celebrated the fact that
I did enough of it. Let's go. Let's go. Okay,
and then you've got the Yang, who is the underachieving intern, who is living out some sort of 1960s Warren Beatty movie where he's subsisting on a trust from his grandmother.
And then through this thread, finally comes out a guy that says he ought to join the Navy.
Oh, boys of the Navy would like that. You know, Tripp was in the Navy.
So people are giving Mac a hard time, saying he ignores our advice. He ignores our advice.
That's true, though.
And then Mac comes on and says, who said I ignored it? And then Tripp says, you admitted you're too lazy to take it. We were telling him to stay in school. And if you had taken it, I don't think their advice would have brought you here. I guess he's talking about the thread.
Yes.
To unemployment, the brink of homelessness. Tripp is, boy.
That is harsh.
Tripp
tough.
Is cruel. You know, Tripp is in a bad mood because they stopped doing birthday parties at his office yesterday.
Saw that.
The fact is that I'm addicted to him, by the way, on Facebook. I truly am. He makes
Mike,
me laugh.
I believe he just completed.
He's fun to read. So Mac goes back and forth, and I guess he's focused on Tripp. But out of this thread came somebody suggesting that Mac, join the Navy. I think that's a brilliant. Was Tripp the one that suggested that he join the Navy? I'm not sure.
I can't read, Mike, so I couldn't tell you.
Now.
All right, here it is, Oscar. It says, join the Navy, Mac. It's not too late. They make you act responsibly. You get to travel on the government's dime, and you'll save some money and get an education if you want one. So that was the suggestion for Mac.
Yeah, but I think his diseases would DQ him, so he doesn't have that option.
Because remember, Mike, we have a theory right now.
His diseases would DQ him?
Yes.
Like, our current theory about Mac is that if we were ever to see his legs, they would be small and shriveled.
God.
Raisin-like, yeah.
He's angry, but a lot here. This was what it tells me. This is like validation for the way we run our show.
Okay.
Getting the interns back involved in the program. Spotlighting the interns on the show. The listeners care.
They do.
It doesn't matter. They it do. Doesn't matter who you are.
Well, they're invested in Mac, that's for sure.
They are invested in Mac. Maybe
that's a great investment, by the way. Yeah. It's like investing in a bookstore.
I know that everyone in this room, well, at least a handful of people in this room, are rooting for Mac. I root for Mac.
I do too, actually.
But it is tough for Mac to put more energy into a Facebook post and that than a class at Nova.
Right.
That to really buy into the fact that he wants to do something about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I think Tripp is being a dick, he makes a point. He's like, why are you wasting time here?
Tough love.
Where you can do something else there.
It's tough love is what he's giving him.
Well, when we get him back in, we should really have this discussion when he's here. But did you've talked to him off the air?
Via text. But I'll say this. It's also hard to forget the fact that he didn't go to school for a semester and his parents let him pass on that after he lied to them for a full semester and they paid for school.
That was brought up during the thread. That was brought up during the thread that, you know, Mac has. I don't know. Look, I think that obviously he is feeling some pressure. He has a home here, interns for life.
Yeah.
But he's not going to pay his rent.
We don't let him sleep and eat here.
No.
As his parents do at his house.
And offline, Pony and I were explaining to him that a one-bedroom studio or one-bedroom, one-bath is so expensive in the D.C. area that there's no way that Micro Center is going to pay his bills.
Right.
He's got to go with one of those group house situations, which I did when I was in college.
Well,
I went to Cromwell Drive when I lived on Cromwell Drive and lived with a bunch of journalism students in the house in Maryland. It was great getting off campus. My daughter moved in with another girl and rented a small apartment, and Catherine did that. She's going to be doing the same thing up in New York. That's the way you roll.
The problem is the interview to get him in the house. If Max shows up at your doorstep and you're like, oh, looking for a roommate. And he shows up.
Hey, Vinny, the Statue of Liberty is here.
All right, there
we go. I forgot his startling similarity to Lady Liberty.
Oh, look at the Statue of Liberty, and you've got that's Mac's face.
And then the first thing Mac asks what your up-down speed and who your cable provider is.
Yeah.
Because he needs to maximize his online gaming.
We're going to need to increase the pipe size to my bedroom.
Let me get an opinion from our own pony boy Matthew on young man. You know, there are similarities, not dramatic, but you know, you're socially awkward. You know that. You've said that before. What would you tell our boy Mac. The thing about it, you've made your way in the world and you've gotten out there and gotten it done. I don't care how socially awkward you might think you are, you have insinuated yourself into radio programs that you love.
Yes.
And I know it cannot be to be introverted in an extroverted world has to be, like Mac has done, it's got to be tough. But what would you tell him? Is there anything you think about it, obviously? What would you tell him to do?
You know, I didn't really think about that as much as just trying to help him understand how hard it is being in the outside world,
it's
outside
hard out
home
there for a pimp.
Also, to be fair, even though it is, I think, a fair label to call Pony at times socially awkward, if you compare Pony to Mac, Pony is Ryan Seacrest. I mean, Mac
well, now
is.
He is. Were you always? I mean, were you
no,
always able
no,
to get
no.
out there? You were super shy too, right? Weren't you when you were younger?
Very shy. And it usually takes me a long time to get comfortable in a situation. And I feel like it was just about a year or two ago that I started feeling comfortable talking here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, so what would you tell
Mac to
do?
Or a few months down the road.
Yeah. Just keep doing things that make you uncomfortable. You know, you got to keep at it until you get comfortable in situations that you're not comfortable with.
Things that you're uncomfortable with, like lying.
This is what he tells his sugar glider miracle when he's putting her in a bad place. Like, just keep going.
And this
just
is when I get uncomfortable.
Just keep going,
And to be fair, Miracle is no longer socially awkward.
Can I say this sincerely, and I mean this? Is it fodder for the show? Do we get some yucks out of it? Yes.
Sure.
That is absolutely undoubtable that we do that. But at the same time, not one of these kids comes through the door where I don't hear about something they do, whether it be Girl, Zoolander, as they go on with their lives. I root for all of these kids. I want to see them do well. I don't care if it's in radio or podcasting or whatever they do, if it's any other business. I love to hear them do well. And I think we all of us guys on the show, I think we do take a kind of a paternal interest in these kids. And when you get a kid like it, who's demonstrated that he kind of has issues, with being forthright, forthcoming, and then he's done stuff in the past where he's slacked off. You just want to know how you get through to him and how you do this. And from that standpoint, I'm all in with Tripp because I don't feel like it always lands. I feel like he just wants it to be over.
He has had so many mulligans given to him by the age of 26.
That's true.
That eventually you got to get the scorecard out and say, this is where you are in life.
Right now, Mike, he is the Teflon intern.
And by the way, it doesn't affect us here on the program. We are actually rooting for this kid.
Yeah.
How about this? The day he doesn't walk in here anymore because he's got a full-time job that precludes him from coming is
triumph.
The day that we did something right.
Exactly.
It would be a triumph.
Yes.
And you know what? Any way he gets there, aren't we all? Look, we're examples of it. I mean, we had to take a pivot. I had to take a pivot at the prime of my career. Oscar had to take a pivot. Rob had to take a pivot. We did it.
Pivot.
And so we root for a kid like this to be successful.
Yeah.
There's nothing I love more than when Rob works with the interns and they come up with some fabulous promo. It's just, it's fun for me. And so when we're doing that, yes, are we doing shtick? Do I immediately go, oh, we got to talk to him. That'll be good material. Yeah, of course. That's how we roll with it. At the same time, the reality of it, we really want to see him do well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I worry, Oscar, you're closer to him than anybody else. I worry that it doesn't land. That he doesn't hear what we're saying.
Do you see any change? It's a good thing, and I don't think we've underscored this enough. He's back on Tech 411.
Yes.
Has he changed since his hiatus from Tech 411? Have you seen any changes?
I think that he took a step back because the idea that he sent me a text apologizing for the back and forth on the TMOS fan club page.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a mature individual.
He doesn't have to apologize for that.
No, he doesn't have to, but the idea is, like, dude, you're wasting your energy in the wrong place.
Yeah.
As soon as wasting. I mean, if you're really going to get a job, I mean, he wants to get certified for the.
But I can testify to the fact that it's a wonderful waste of energy.
I get it. But
I love
what you don't know, Mike, is that Pony spent a good portion, I would say almost an hour, talking to Mac after the show, and I was here as well,
mm-hmm.
where Mac wants to be certified in some sort of A+ certification to be a tech
for computers.
Right? Yes.
Right.
And the merry-go-round that was a conversation of It's going to take you 6 months to study. It is not easy. You might want to take a course. You have to buy a book. Every excuse this kid was given to Pony saying, the book's expensive. I don't know. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, you just ask somebody what the roadmap to success is, and you keep on throwing excuses
at it. It was like a mental boxing match.
You got to look, the people that I've known that are successful are there are a couple of types. There are lots of different types. You get people that are talented and get a break. That's one way to do it. Okay. That was the Mike O'Mara way. I had an opportunity. I ran with it. I got lucky and really, really lucky. Anybody in show business, a lot of them, most of them should tell you they're extraordinarily lucky. But after that lucky break comes hard work to take advantage of your luck. You need that. Okay. The other people that do it, and I put my people like my brother-in-law and my nephew and my niece's husband and people into this world. They have a roadmap that can, in many cases, be the better part of a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not exaggerating here. That's 10 years.
At least a decade.
At least.
Yes.
Look at professionals, doctors, lawyers, people that do this. They could be business people, too. There's a roadmap. You have to think five steps ahead, and you can do it that way. And if you're at an impasse in life and you're sitting there spinning your wheels and you don't know what you're going to do, you got to kind of plan, because it's not going to be, win the lottery like so many Americans think. No. And and there are people that plan, and then there are people that don't plan. That's the way it rolls.
Max, stop being a fidget spinner.
Yes.
Start actually doing something.
Mm-hmm. We care about you. We're going to keep your feet to the fire on this, and we're going to stick with you as long as you're coming around here. We're going to make sure you're doing the right thing, and I root for you. I absolutely root
for
you.
And in that same vein, can someone...
Because he's a sweet kid. He really is. At the bottom of it, he's a very sweet kid.
He's not malevolent at all.
Photoshop a fidget spinner with Mac's face on all the fidgets.
Yeah, and make it orange.
Yeah.
Gotta be orange.
Thank you.
Gotta be orange.
We'll take a break. We got to take a break right now. And, by the way, if you're listening to the compliment, and Rob does not dole out compliments for interns very often, just remember, write it down. He's not malevolent at all.
No.
High praise. We'll take a break and come back with things you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
Hey.
You know, Pony Boy.
Woo.
We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag.
Socially awkward.
So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action.
Yep.
So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
With Miracle.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pony. Appreciate that. Hey, the TMOS bonus packages, they're still out there. We still want you to get them. All year long, get the bonus package.
Yes.
I don't care if you're ready for it. Did the tax man, was he good to you this year? You got a little extra disposable you can throw our way. We'd appreciate it. We love doing the bonus shows. You're going to love listening to them. No censorship to slow us down. No commercials to get in the way of the fun. All bets are off. It's the most fun we have each week. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come. The TMOS bonus packages available now. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and find out all about it, everybody. We love them. You'll love them.
News.
Hollywood is about to mess with another franchise it has no business touching.
Really?
I don't know. I might be okay with this. It's the Cannonball Run franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you see, this is something I've been wanting to talk about with you.
I'm okay with this.
Of course.
Doesn't bother me. It was a frivolous kind of fluffy show. Let me give you the background,
please,
and then I'll let you jump in, Rob. The original Cannonball Run came out in 1981. Was based on actual illegal road races that started and were held several times during the 70s. It's the Burt Reynolds franchise.
Yeah.
The object was simple. Get from the East Coast to the West Coast as fast as possible. And Burt was a star. It had Dom DeLuise. It had Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. All these like Hollywood celebrities that just got into this movie and had a lot of fun, and it did a lot of outtakes.
There is
like
a modern-day version of this. You can Google it. There are great videos. It's called the Gumball.
Yeah, Gumball 3000.
Gumball 3000.
The Cannonball Run itself is based on a movie called The Gumball Rally,
okay,
so it's very circular.
Yeah, that's The Gumball Rally.
But
So what do you say about that? Go ahead, Oscar.
My logic is that for years now, this Gumball 3000 rally, whether it's from L.A. to New York, or some of them are in Europe and now Asia, and it takes these supercars, and the super wealthy get involved, and it's a carnival. It's essentially... It's what the Cannonball Run, but is in real life. People get arrested. People lose their cars. People go get crashes.
Chased by a Southern sheriff. That's Jackie Gleason.
Whether it's borders seizing their cars, and when you watch these on YouTube
that's
or you watch
Smoking the Bandit,
on any
the
program,
that's
covering them, it is. They should have made a movie a long time ago.
Thank you, Rob. Rob corrected me. Cannonball Run and Smokey and the Bandit Run Together. You know, it's going to be directed by Rawson Thurber, who did Dodgeball and We're the Millers. Thanks for that information that I don't care about. What are your thoughts on it?
I wanted to talk to you about it a couple months ago because I saw one of the worst movies ever made, which is Cannonball Run 2.
Yes,
now
terrible.
Now, I like Cannonball Run. I hate Cannonball Run 2. Do we have the star power and the ability to make fun of ourselves in Hollywood anymore to pull off an all-star comedy? Because we haven't had an all-star comedy in a long time.
You can throw in some, you know, music stars and people like that and football players and, you know, and throw that together. I think it's fine. I think it's ripe for that. If you're going to do a remake, I'd watch it.
And it'd be fun to see what type of vehicles they come up with.
True enough.
Yeah, and I think with Fast and Furious franchise like that, shows like that, you know, vehicles going fast, you never miss with that.
I
work?
I hope they have the same stereotypical music like when Jackie Chan had his car.
Yeah,
and also,
I don't know if they're going to do that these days. Well. Not. It's a new time. It's 2017.
And don't forget Jamie Farr as the Sheik, Mike.
I would say if they had a Sheik in a Bentley,
they could do it.
Like the new SUV Bentley.
Sure.
Or a Rolls Royce, the new Phantom that's coming out. We could break
you gotta
that
put
down.
The babes in it. You got to have
babes. Oh, my God.
Got to have a babe factor. That's huge.
And make it rated R so you can show nip.
Yeah, or maybe NC-17.
No. There you go. Thumbs up.
Show
thumbs
penetration.
Up for all of us on the Michael Mara Show. Bill Cosby, guys. Bill Cosby news. Waiting for a verdict for allegedly drugging and raping Andrea Constand back in 2004. And TV1 decided, in their inimitable style, to air an old episode of Cosby last Friday, where Bill puts crushed pills into a drink. The episode is called Rudy's Sick, and it has Bill trying to get Rudy to take her medicine by crushing the pills and mixing them with orange juice.
Oh,
obviously,
no.
The context is a lot different, and it's not hard to believe that the people at TV1 really didn't know the context of every episode, but still, it happened, and it looks bad. When the accusations against Cosby first started coming out, his old reruns were pulled from TV, but they've slowly come back over the past few months, first to Bounce TV in December, and then to TV1 last month. Apparently, nobody's checking the episodes for content that might be tricky.
Timing of the airing of the episode. Grind up the medicine to put in Rudy's.
Do you think there's a fire sale when something like this happens where they're like, the rights, half off.
Big content.
Big stack of VHS tapes. Yeah. TV1, yours 5 takes it all.
Yep. Oh, sorry about that. Wrong one.
No.
Let me open
that. Let's close it
later. Here we go.
A
guy named Brandon Rogers was killed in a car accident over the weekend, and that's notable because he was going to be featured on America's Got Talent this season as a singer. He was 29. The producers haven't decided whether or not to air his audition, but there are some clips of him online, and he did have a good voice. In addition to being an amateur singer, he was also a doctor. It's unclear what caused the wreck. It happened at 4:30 a.m. Saturday morning in Maryland, right next door to you guys. Mm. He was in the passenger seat, and at this point, there's no indication that any drugs or alcohol were involved. A single car accident. Another passenger has also been hospitalized. So
that's so sad.
Now, if you produced that show, would you air it?
Well, I'd have to ask the family.
Because it could be a nice...
If the family wants to use it as a tribute then yes.
Nice homage. Pizza and ice cream might be the two most popular foods in the country, but that doesn't mean we want them to go together. An ice cream shop in Philadelphia called Little Babies.
Hey, Little Babies.
They're selling a new pizza-flavored ice cream. Yeah.
Hey, use puke.
I don't.
apparently, it tastes like sweet cream mixed with tomatoes, basil, garlic, oregano, salt, and red pepper. Yuck.
These new designer ice creams have gone too far.
Gone way too far.
Yes, Grandpa.
Apparently, people are ordering it to put on top of a slice. That's the way it's
even
being
worse.
Yeah, kind of gross. That's terrible. Researchers at Stanford recently spent about a month changing up the signs next to vegetables in the cafeteria of schools. They monitored how many students at each ate each vegetable when they called it different things. Now, this is because kids don't eat vegetables. So if you put corn up there, they're going to maybe shy away from it. However, when they tried to rename it, it worked. When they used labels like rich, buttery, roasted sweet corn, 25% more students ate it, and the servings they took were 23% bigger.
Huh.
The recipes never changed. The rich, buttery corn was exactly the same as when they called it corn, and it worked the same way with other vegetables. If you make something your kids hate, like spinach, try calling it sweet spinach and see what happens. Oh. With young kids, you can have a little more fun with it if you want and call it something like Mom's Sizzling Sweet Delicious Super Duper Spinach.
Oh, wow.
And apparently the kids will respond because, you know, we're all rubes.
Yeah,
basically.
Of course.
That's
tater tots.
That's right.
Go, kids.
Sweet fricassee with roasted butter.
Yes, delicious. Sweet potato with ice cream. And now a little something, something. A 24-year-old woman named Amanda Howley, a 26-year-old guy named Kevin Venbrox, and a 29-year-old guy named Joel Bager climbed onto the roof of a building in Warwick Township, Pennsylvania, to watch the sunrise on Sunday. But apparently, the mood struck, and they started getting it on in a male-female-male threesome, also known as the devil's three-way, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh,
at least that's what a witness said when they reported what was going on to the cops. The police came. All three of them were cited for disorderly conduct on the roof. But they say, that is, let me see, Amanda, Kevin, and Joel, they say this news makes it look a lot cooler than it was. Apparently, they say everybody had their clothing on. We were just watching the sunrise, and neighbors saw us kissing. Well, if it's kissing between three, who knows how far it went.
True enough.
Well, all I know is that it sounds like the sun wasn't the only thing coming up that morning. Am I right, ladies? There you go. It's the only reason I put this story in there. I wanted to make an erection joke. Sorry. Can't help it.
Just like when we went to Cadillac Mountain, remember? Me, you, and Oscar?
Worst hangover I've ever seen Rob Spiewak have, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. Go to bed at 1, get up at 2. And fall asleep in the car during the show. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with Rob's Little Sounds on the Mike O'Mara Show right here.
Hey there, this is Katie from Cake and Cookie. This week, we learned the difference between men and women. Rob can't meet new people without drinking, and we go to a party.
Cake and Cookies. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. To quote Buster Poindexter,
me mad that fire, me soul on fire, feel it hot, hot, hot. Party people, all around me, feel it hot, hot, hot.
How are you, Buster Poindexter?
You need a cab, sir?
It's summertime.
You're going to need to stock up. Excuse me, on all the hot weather essentials at Amazon.com. Remember, if you buy something, say something. You got to get the word out. When somebody goes to Amazon, do it through our website or our app and tell somebody or so. Shopping Amazon changes nothing for you, but it means the world to us. Rob, you got another one for us today.
From one of our wonderful listeners, Stephanie Matulich. We love her.
Yes.
And she says, hi, Rob. Thought I'd send you a picture of our most recent Amazon order via the TMOS link. These are syringes and gauze pads to help demonstrate to my doctor and nurse customers our new product that we are selling to help them do colonoscopies.
Oh, nice.
And what I love about
medical
this...
medical equipment.
Yes.
High-level medical equipment.
This is something she needs to order every month.
That's
so
awesome.
Be in the thought of... Think of it like a subscription service. They can bring
That's
it to
wonderful.
You every month. Thanks, Steph.
Very cool.
We appreciate it. Spread the word. Who knows?
Thank you.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
There's some tasty audio and video on our Facebook page you may want to check out, and one of them is this. Oscar, you're going to hear some Spanish here, so maybe you can help us translate. This is thrilling. I love the fact that in Spain, an escaped bull is a thing.
Okay.
That you can just be on a street and see a bull running down the street. What would a town called Elche de la Sierra? Is that? Do you know that?
Elche or Leche?
Elche, E-L-C-H-E.
Elche de la Sierra. Well, de la Sierra you can get,
up
right?
Up the mountain,
yes.
Right?
Elche... I don't know.
That's
what Elche
F of
means.
The mountain.
That's what it is. And Mike, here is the sound of a very concerned Spanish woman from a safe distance watching a bull attack a motorcycle.
Ay, ay, ay! Madre mía, madre mía, madre mía, madre mía!
He's killing the motorcycle.
Madre mía, mama, el coche.
A lot of mama, a lot of mamma mia, right?
Yeah, and then a coche was the car. Clearly a motorcycle.
And the thing is, it's a classic Bugs Bunny bull with like huge horns and everything.
Well, it's just Spain, running. Too. I know. No wonder they're pissed off. They kill him for pleasure over there. Come on.
He's mad. No,
I root for the bull. I watch the running with the bulls. I'm like, go get him. Go get him.
You know, well, when that's a like, special kind of moron.
Tragically,
that does that.
Two people died in Pamplona, Spain at the running of the. Yeah, duh. Sorry. You know, I mean, what do you expect?
Did you watch the Jeff Sessions show yesterday?
I did too much of it.
Here's a brief recap that shows you everything you need to know.
I did not remember that. I don't remember that. Well, first, I don't know about these reports. I'm not aware of. I just don't remember it. I still do not recall it.
All right, that's enough. But my favorite moment.
That's a perfect amount of highlights from that.
Well, I have one more because I fell in love with the voice of a man named Ron Wyden, who was questioning Jeff Sessions.
He's the senator from Oregon.
Exactly. And he's got a most delightful voice. And I do believe that when Jeff Sessions said, "You tell me," I think he just wanted to hear him talk more.
Mr. Comey said that there were matters with respect to the recusal that were problematic and he couldn't talk about them. What are they?
Why don't you tell me?
That's politics at work.
Tell me how a man like that gets elected.
I know.
You know. Here's
make sure you get to the polls on Saturday.
Is it Kamala Harris? Is that the senator's name? I believe it's Senator Kamala Harris. Look, this sexism accusation they're floating around, this is not overblown. These guys get up, they pontificate, they ramble, and then Jeff Sessions gets all uptight, and he starts yelling. She gets at all intense, and they discipline her.
Yes.
Like routinely, like she's a school child. It is so sexist and borderline racist when they do that. You'll see the senator, "I just want to know what's going on here with the thing," and then she gets up there, "Yes, Mr. Sessions, can you just answer the question? Excuse me, Senator. Why don't you just calm your little lady ass down a little bit there?"
You're going to have a situation like Uberhead.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Exactly. It's so ridiculous. They don't get it. These old white guys don't get it at all. Shut up and let her do what you get to do. You know, it's ridiculous. It really is.
This I found very, very sweet. A guy posted an interview. His daughter just graduated high school, but he did a first day of school interview with her every day from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Wow.
And you get to watch the little girl grow up and change. Wow. And it's very, very sweet.
What grade are you in?
First.
How old are you?
Six.
And what else is new about this year?
Oh, student council.
Do you like being on student council?
Yes.
What did you have to do this morning?
Greet everybody and see if they need help going to their classrooms.
What momentous thing happened today?
I went to junior high.
You went to junior high, which is?
It's not a big deal.
What are you looking forward to this year? Your senior year.
Prom.
And graduation. Okay. I love you, sweetie.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
It is so great because she gets
12
older.
Years of dad miking himself and not his daughter. What a wonderful.
Oh, God.
What a wonderful play.
Hey, honey. So what are you looking forward to today? Okay, so do you start junior high today? Me, dad? Dad doing it because dad's going to get famous? Actually, Mike, that father was Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon.
Sorry. I'm an audiophile. I can't help myself. Sorry.
Oprah, and also keep in mind, 12 years ago, I mean, she was a little talker,
a little girl. A lot of work.
Yeah. And now she's a teenager, doesn't want to talk to dad. So he's
little talker.
The obstacles are huge.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Oprah, who is just, she has a lot of money. But she didn't always have a lot of money. She did
fabulously wealthy.
She did an interview with The Hollywood Reporter and talks about when she was little, they did not have running water in their house. Check out this fascinating story. I don't know if she still has this chore at her house or not.
I was raised in a little shotgun house. No running water, no electricity. There was an outhouse outside. We had what you call a slop jar under the bed, where people would use it to go to the bathroom at night. Yeah. It was my job as a little kid, unfortunately, to take out the slop jar and have to empty the slop jar in the morning.
Wow.
And getting up in the morning, going to get the eggs from the chickens and the cows and the going to the well to get water.
And think if you get a lot of eggs from the chickens, emptying the slop jar the next day.
What happened to you, Rob? You grew up on a farm.
We had running water, okay?
I'm just saying, like, where's your edge? Like, where's your work ethic?
What do you mean?
Like, that woman built an empire, and you're sitting here with us.
Maybe if I had to dump out urine, I would have done better. Who knows? But things have changed for Oprah.
Do you think it was just urine, or do you think it was the big pieces?
Oh, you think someone took a smash?
Slop jar.
Ew.
Stedman. Stop taking a smash in the slop jar.
You know, when you have a major surgery, very briefly, and you are given a plastic bottle in the hospital when you are not mobile, and sometimes in the middle of the night when getting up is a bit of a tedious task, you pine for that plastic.
The slop jar?
Slop bottle. I wish I had my own slop bottle. Now I get up and limp down the hallway. That's what I do.
Well,
thank you.
Oprah will be over at 2 and 7 to empty
Thanks.
It. Let us
it's
close
empty,
with this.
Empty in time, Oprah.
Empty in time. Oprah's things have changed because she's gone from dealing with other people's feces. Now she is hosting a Wonder Woman party for 30 children to come to her house to watch Wonder Woman, and she posts this on Instagram.
Happy Wonder Woman Day!
Happy Wonder Woman Day! We're going to start the movie as soon as you empty the jars.
Slop jar.
Slop jar. That's your magic audio. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Everybody that comes to the Wonder Woman party gets their own slop jar. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream, everybody. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Send them today if you want to get them in for tomorrow. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Safe recovery to all the people involved in Alexandria today. Our prayers are with you guys for a total recovery, and our thoughts are going out to everybody. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new TMOS. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Happy Wonder Woman Day!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.